Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Writing Warrior Radio. It's episode 5, and today we're going to be exploring the writing process of the fabulous Laura T. Johnson. Let me just read you her bio real quick before I pull her on the line. Laura T. Johnson is the author of 2 books, Where Would I Be? And Unbalanced. Series Part 1. Laura was first bitten by the writing bug 6 years ago. While reading her journal, she began to realize that her story could possibly help others who were going through the same thing. In 2006, Laura was the victim of an abusive relationship that lasted for 2.5 years. The relationship was volatile from the beginning. While in this relationship, Laura contemplated suicide almost on a daily basis. If asked, she would immediately tell you what kept her from going through with suicide were her mother and younger brother. I couldn't leave them with that much pain, no matter what I was going through, she says. In 2009, Laura began to write her first novel. She thought, as her mother had told her many times before, that she was not the only woman who had or will ever go through something like this. After filling up her notebook, she decided that she might have a book on her hands. Laura went on to make the necessary changes to her writing and started letting others read her work. When those who read her work wanted to read more, she knew she had something good on her hands. Laura has continued her writing, and the outcome has been one compelling story after another. She continues to keep her fans wanting more. She resides in Tennessee, where she is an advocate against domestic violence. Okay, that's, like, so totally awesome. Let's pull Laura onto the line. Hello, Laura.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I am going through it, okay? I have allergies, sinus headache, and nastiness going on. I'm getting a toothache, I get a headache, and I got a lot of work to do. But
Why are you up? I would not be up at all.
Because the show must go on, darling. The show must go on. Now, I took some Benadryl. It's not helping yet. So if I cough or sneeze or do anything disgusting during your interview, I truly apologize. However, I'm over here trying to keep it under control, and I'm so excited to talk to you. Like, I have followed your career from the start. I haven't read any of your work yet. I'm like totally backed up upon reading, but I'm trying. You got to forgive me.
I understand.
But I'm just so proud of you, and I love that you share. She shares a lot on her social media, her Facebook page, y'all. If you want to ever see pictures of her at book signings or doing stuff, you just go there and lurk a little bit, stalk a little bit. It's okay. I'm giving you permission to do this. Laura, please tell us about Unbalanced.
Well, Unbalanced kind of started where I really wanted to, I always wanted to write a series. And so I was like, I have to think of a series. I want a series. You know, I just want something. And so when I was trying to put a book of just short stories together, and this story kind of stuck out as something that just kind of kept going. And so when it kept going, I found out I really may have gotten my wish, And so that's really how Unbalance came about, the series for it. But the story is just another form of what I always talk about, and that's domestic violence. It just shows another side of it.
Okay. So what was the, now when you were writing your collection of short stories, what was Unbalanced in the sequence? Was it the first short story you had started working on, or did you start a couple of others before you got to this one?
Well, really, it was like, it was probably about the second. It was about the second one. And so the first short story I had, I was, I think it's, I'm trying to say that, let's see, I think it's, the first one, I can't just really say that it's a short story because I can't not seem to be able to actually conquer that theory yet, but for Unbalanced, it was probably the second story that I worked on for the book. And like I said, when I noticed that it wasn't stopping, I decided to put it to the side, but it continued on and on. And so I decided maybe this will be a great way to get my theory. So I was quite happy when it turned into one.
Okay. So let me just, for everybody to be on the same page with us, let me read you the synopsis to Unbalanced. Catherine Cat Palmer is a journalism major at Howard University and works full-time as a receptionist in an emergency room. Juggling work and studies has left her no time for social life. When her friends drag her to a frat party one night, she doesn't expect to be introduced to the campus heartthrob Dorian Wallace. Dorian is a business major at the university, known for his wealth and prowess with women. When he lays eyes on Catherine, it is love at first sight. It doesn't take long before the two become inseparable. At first, Catherine is enamored with Dorian's attentiveness and is grateful for the new lifestyle his wealth has afforded her. It soon becomes apparent Dorian's intentions are not honorable and simply a means of controlling her. Catherine finds every reason to excuse his antiquated thinking and domineering behavior. However, ignoring his actions isn't as easy for those closest to her. Will Catherine have the strength to escape the abuse, or will their love remain unbalanced? That is one gorgeously written synopsis, Laura. How long did it take you to write that?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I didn't.
You did?
I did not.
I love it. Who wrote this?
Okay, you know Jason M. Lee and Michelle, I hope I'm saying her last name, Curtino. Am I saying that?
Curtino, yeah. Okay. See, no, I'm chopping up too. Forgive me, Michelle.
See, they have an amazing service. I told them what my book was about, and they truly, truly, truly gave me an amazing product for a synopsis. For some reason, I've tried everything. I cannot do a synopsis. It is not my thing. It is not my thing. So I can't seem to understand how to get over 300 and something pages down to two paragraphs. I can't do it. So I know my limit.
Oh my God, they did an amazing. I'm just like, as you're talking, I'm typing to Jason M. Green and tell him I'm going to fight him so hard, because why don't I know about this service? What the hell is going on? It's a secret?
It's
anyway, it is beautifully written, and I'm glad that you did that. Shout out to you for having the foresight to, write this synopsis.
I know my limit.
Oh, my goodness, this is so hard.
I knew I couldn't do that, so he edited Unbalanced for me, and he did such an amazing job with Unbalanced. And so when he told me about this service, I quickly got on the bandwagon. So they provide amazing service. They really do.
Oh my goodness. So tell me about, let's talk about Writing Unbalanced, because this is Writing Warrior Radio. Tell me about the process. You say that the story just started going on, and you know, it was kind of writing itself. It stayed with you. How long did it take from beginning to end for you to complete?
Actually, it has taken me, I started this book in, oh my God, this is 16. So I think I started this book in like 2014. And when I first started, I think I got up to over 20 chapters, and
okay,
I deleted it because I did not like anything I wrote. So I deleted over 20 chapters, and
wow.
I could not. It didn't keep my attention. It didn't do anything for me. And so I have this habit of, if it doesn't do anything for me, it won't do anything for my readers. So I knew then that, yeah, I'm going to have to delete this and start over. So when I finished this book last year, the part one, and I put it out, I was shocked at how many people really enjoyed it. And so I made a huge mistake, and I really advise no one else to do this. If you have a series, finish your series before you put out book one. So
that's something I'll never do. It's great advice. It's really beautiful advice,
yes.
And I know if you take it, but I never do that.
And see, I had no clue about that. I just figured as I finished each book, I'll just put it out. It never dawned on me that people would literally be waiting or upset that part two isn't out. So now I am like kind of stuck because I can't just put a book out there just to kind of appease people and it's not ready. So I wouldn't say just mess myself up, but I know better next time.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. It definitely
yes.
is. It works
yes.
for me, even though I will not put a book out before it's ready. But to have that pressure looming over my head works for me, because
exactly.
if it isn't for the 11th hour, I would get nothing done. I need pressure
exactly.
and everything. Honey, I will sit in my bed watching Netflix and go to sleep. I will not be writing if I don't have that pressure. So it's not advisable. Laura is absolutely correct. For any aspiring writers and authors listening to the show, finish your series before you put out the first one.
Yes.
However,
yes.
I do not do that. I will not lie. Since Laura's being honest, I'm going to be honest too. I will get done and put it out and just take the heat from my fans.
Yes. I mean, it's not, I really didn't expect it. I really didn't. I thought I could put it out like, you know, regular time, but it hasn't just hurt me, but I really wish I had finished the entire series and then just put each book out, you know, a few months apart. And so now, unfortunately, when I looked at the calendar, it's been a year since the first book came out already. And so I was like, yeah, I really dropped the ball on that one. So I know for the next series that to finish it out and then put it out. But, you know, we learned.
So
we
how
learned.
Many books are going to be in this series, Unbalanced?
It's going to be three. I'm hoping I can stop at three, but for some reason, the story has been kind of continuing. So I'm hoping it stops at three because I don't want people to get tired or how many books is she going to write about these people. So I'm hoping it stops at three, but if it goes on until four, then I'll go with it too. But I'm hoping just three.
How far are you in the process of writing the sequel?
The sequel is, I'm at the end of the sequel now. I'm at the end of part two now. And
okay.
I've already, it's sort of been like a dual thing because I'm at the end of part two, but I've already had to put some chapters in for part three. So I'd have to say half of part three is already written also. So I've been able to catch up a little. So I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping everything, maybe, you know, I've learned my lesson now. I've learned my lesson now. So I'm hoping, you know, part two comes out hopefully by the end of summer. And then, you know, a few months later, hopefully I can say three is out there also.
All right. What's your process like? Like, how often do you write? Do you outline? Do you just sit down and let it come out? What is your process like for writing a story?
Well, usually I have this weird thing. It's sort of like the characters kind of tell me their story, and so I kind of listen to what they're saying, and I know it sounds weird to people who are listening. Yes, I hear voices. So I kind of, you know, listen to what they're telling me, what they want to do, just how their lives kind of develop. And so usually, like if I do when I do writing seminars, I tell people it's sort of like creating a whole new life. So I kind of listen to what they do for a living, if they have any children, things of that sort. So I kind of just let them talk, and I just kind of write as I go.
Okay. So is this all happening at the same time, or do you, like wake up and think about your story and think about your characters and let them talk to you, and then in the evening you bust out a couple of chapters? Do you write by hand or do you type?
Oh, no, I write by hand. It takes longer, but I think it flows better for me if I write by hand and then I type it. I've tried just going straight to typing, but that little line taunts me in Microsoft Word. So, yeah, I can't do that.
I cannot either. I will sit down and be staring at the screen. Was like, what? Let me go see what they're doing on Facebook.
Exactly.
I have to
write
with a pen and a pad, but I have to write an outline first. I'm an outline writer. If I don't know, and I don't mind if it changes, but I have to know where the story is going.
Right. Usually,
but
I
just sit down and pre-write.
I've never done the outline. I'm just as surprised as anybody else when it comes to the end. So I never do an outline. For some reason, it doesn't quite work for me. And so I go, it's always in order. I go from beginning to end. This probably Unbalanced is the first one I've been able to kind of jump around. But generally, my books are always in order. So it's from beginning to end. So this has been the first book that I've dealt with where, you know, it's just kind of jump around scene for scene.
Was it a totally different writing experience from your first book?
Yes, it is. Because now I understand it more. When I first started Where Would I Be, I absolutely knew nothing, absolutely nothing about writing. I just kind of knew that I wanted my book to look exactly like the other writers. I didn't want it to sound like it. I just wanted it to look like it. I wanted it to be professionally typed. I wanted it to, you know, be lined up, and so when I sent it out, it already looked like it was ready for print, because that's what I always thought it would be. You know, that's what it should look like. And so when I sent it to the first person that ever gave me a chance, Janita Jackson. Love her. And I sent my manuscript to her. And so she was the one that, you know, she gave me great information, great advice. And so when I first, with Where Would I Be, it was sort of like kind of guessing my way through it. But for Unbalanced, it was like everything that I probably should have done with my first book, I get to do with this second one. Because this one is actually under my name. So it's under me. So I'm pretty excited about it.
It is exciting, isn't it? It's a lot of work, though. People are always mystified by coming in this industry and seeing the amount of work that an author has to do in this new digital age of publishing. You have to be everything, baby. You got to be your manager, your editor, your promoter, your publicist. You got to put all those hats on.
Yes. And it was,
you love it? Are you loving the process?
I really am. When I first started, I was like, oh, my God, I don't have any idea what I'm doing. And basically, when Janita kind of pushed me out of the nest, I was like, I don't want to go. I want to stay. And so, but she's helped me every time I have questions or anything like that. She's helped me every step of the way. And so what I've done is I made a list. I have my to-do list, and I make sure I've done everything on that to-do list with each book. And so that's how I kind of keep my mind from, you know, going right and going insane. So I was able to really do a lot better than I expected. I'm very proud of the first book that I've done myself. So I really am thankful for her advice. Just it really helped me to be able to put this book out on my own. I'm very proud of it.
Shout out to Janita Jackson. You know that's my bestie. That's my big sister.
I know. I love her. She is amazing. She's the first person that I ever sent my book to, and she published it for me, my first book. She published it for me, and she's an amazing person. I absolutely love her.
Yes, Janita is the bomb.com, and I know that you're in good hands when you're with her. You've surrounded yourself. Are you aware of how blessed you are to come in this industry and be in contact with such good people? Because Janita, she's a good person. Jason Emily and Michelle Big Body Catuno they're beautiful people. Like there's a lot of sharks in this water, but you've been really protected by having those people in your corner.
I really have. I have, and I tell them this all the time. I have truly been blessed to have met them, because when I first started, you know, I've always been kind of, you know, particular about, after everything I've been through, I've always been particular about the people that I deal with. And so when people ask me, where did I meet my publisher? And I tell them Facebook. that's a huge shock. That's a huge shock. And so my thing is, the stories that I've heard, I mean, from you know, dealing with publishers that have stolen the identity of the writer. I mean, I've heard horrible stories. And so when I started meeting all of these people, I got in groups and I started listening to them. And so I was a little nervous, but I reached out to them, and they have truly helped me every step of the way. And they are amazing, amazing people at what they do. They really are. So, oh, I know I am blessed 100-fold.
Yes, you are. It's beautiful that you're aware of it. All right, so this summer we'll be expecting part two of Unbalanced, or is it going to be in the fall?
I'm hoping it'll 9 times out of 10. I try to say the end of summer, but 9 times out of 10, I'm thinking it will be fall. It will be fall, and I'm praying everything that I've done lines up with it. So I haven't had any major, you know, just hiccups. It's just that, you know, that big stumbling block of not having it all written has been my major problem. But other than that, I've done fairly well in, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do. So I'm hoping I can, you know, get it out there in fall, and, you know, hopefully Unbalanced 3 won't be far behind.
Oh, well, it would be lovely for that to come out during the holidays. Then you would have a couple of months. Well, you got some work to do ahead of you, don't you, dear?
Yes.
<You're gonna> be...
Yes.
I'm writing behind this summer. I just,
yes.
Look, I want to tell you that it was a pleasure having you on the show. It was a pleasure
Thank
having you.
You
on the blog. I really look forward to, you know, reading your work and posting my reviews. That's a service I provide whenever you're on my platforms. I try to review your work. Even though I'm more of a sci-fi fantasy girl, that's the kind of books my Kindle is chock full of. I do like to read them. Yes, I love fantasy. I'm the biggest geek you could ever meet in your life. But I am going to try to get a review in. Can you, our show is about to come to a close, but could you please tell my listeners where they can find you on social media, where they can purchase your book, and all your info? Just let them know.
Okay. Well, of course, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. I even do Periscope, and I am truly shocked by that, but I am really, really enjoying Periscope. And so I also have a website/blog, and my website is authorlauratjohnson.org. And on my website, I blog about anything dealing with domestic violence. So every week there's a new article for everyone to read. So I hope you guys check it out.
I love your blog. Thanks for bringing it
up.
I went to it today, and I shared your latest article on my Facebook fan page. So everybody, please check that out. It is very good writing. You're awesome
Thank
for
you.
Doing this. I love your advocacy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And the books are available on Amazon, correct?
Yes, the books are available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble. They're in iBook, so you can find me just about anywhere. So hopefully you guys will check me out. I hope you will enjoy the books. I try to make sure it's as honest as possible.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you. And I'm going to continue to keep tabs on you, okay?
Thank you. You know I'll be around. So trust me, I will be around.
All right, love. Have a good Sunday. Enjoy your holiday.
You too. And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.